Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
You've been faithful, Lord, through the ages past. That is why your name is forevermore. You've been faithful, Lord, yeah, through the ages past. That is why your name, that is why your name is forevermore, is forever. You've been faithful, Lord, you've been faithful, Lord, through the ages past, through the air, January to November, last Sunday. That is why your name is forevermore. You've been faithful, Lord. You've been faithful. You've carried us on eagle's wings through the ages, January to November. That is why your name is forevermore.
Is forevermore.
You've been faithful, Lord. God, what a marvelous, is here to do marvelous things for me. What a marvelous God, what a marvelous, is here to do marvelous things for me. Baba, to you, oh, give all the glory. Oh, you don't know how to sing it, right? Give all the honor. You are young, very young. Yeah, give all the glory. Reaching forever, but about to you. Oh, don't try to impress anybody. Play it simple. Yeah, be all the honor. Yeah, be all the glory. An adoration for another song plays in my heart. He said, Makoma Ashema, January to November. Ashema Ebudo Makoma. What you came out of? Killed somebody. Yeah, Ashema. Ashema ebudo makoto makoto bonsam nasrochi. What happened to you that didn't kill you? Mehunu Jesus otumi ajemimpa eyi makoma eyi Ashema Ashema ebudo makoto makoto bonsam nasrochi. What happened and killed somebody? Afeme, you were delivered. Yeah, Makoma, Ashema, Ashema. Oh, they don't focus. January to November, they don't focus. Yeah,
Yeah, one man wo, one man wo, eh eh, one man ni man wo, eh eh, me da fu kesi swini. Yeah, one man wo, one man wo, eh eh, one man ni man wo, eh, me da fu kesi swini. Yeah, one man wo, one man wo, eh, one man ni man wo, say ah. Et dans vos casiers, vous croyez mou, et yawana, vous croyez mou. From January, vous croyez mou, et yawana, et c'est ouais, courayena, et akaebe, et c'est ouais, croyez-moi, et c'est ouais, croyez-moi, c'est ouais, croyez-moi, et akaebe. January to November, hey, who saw me moon? Hey, I want so me moi. Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful. Look, what killed somebody? What you escaped ended somebody's life. I tell you, if you still have blood running through your veins and you can still speak, this morning you were able to go to the loo. Do you know loo? Yes, you must know loo. And you could ease yourself with no support machine. Hiya. Look at somebody and say, we must be grateful to the Lord. God bless you. Take your seats. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So today is the last Sunday of November. And tomorrow we enter December, the last month of the year 2025. It's gone so fast. We are grateful to the Lord for his goodness. Amen. So this morning I'm in a way ministering prophetically, okay? And I really want you to hear what the Spirit has to say. I've been sharing with you on mastering the art of asking and receiving. Then we came to the point where we have understood the period between we have received and having, that is possessing, okay? Having tangible manifestation. That period, and the messages are there. Kindly listen to them again and again so that you receive instruction. But this morning, still along those lines, okay, I just want to lay more emphasis on the few moments before the breakthrough. I pray that you catch this, it will help you. The few moments before the breakthrough. So, the period between you've received and manifestation is time-bound, all right? But what happens in between is not the same at every junction. What happens a few moments before the breakthrough? That's where the Spirit of God wants me to focus on. You will see a pattern in God's creation and even in nature. And God hides things even in nature. Sometimes in a child of God's life, you've been waiting for things for sometimes many years, many days, whatever. Then it gets to a point where it looks like things become very tough. So if it is, let's say, contracts, you realize that probably you've been waiting and believing for contracts for quite some time. Then a few moments before the breakthrough, you realize that things become tight and it's like no contract is coming. Sometimes you've waited and you are believing God to be married. A few moments before the marital breakthrough, you realize that it's almost like you are the most forgotten person. Sometimes you have been believing for some money, and a few moments before the money shows up, it's like you are the brokest of the broke. Oh my God. Do I have a witness in this place? Sometimes you've been waiting for a certain kind of settlement. But a few moments before the settlement, okay? Sister Yokabe, come to where the last person is. Come and sit there. Don't sit at the back like that. When you sit at the back, whilst there are empty chairs in front of you, by the time you realize you are outside the church, you wouldn't know what will take you outside. Then you'll be going further and further. Hallelujah. So what happens? The few moments. It's amazing that even in God's creation, when it is about to get better, it gets worse. So actually, if you have been walking by faith, the worst moment should be a sign to you that the breakthrough is just around the corner. And that is when things get so tough. If you are not careful, you will give up. Or you will be taken somewhere else to seek another power that is not God. Because at that moment, hey, things get so some way, you can throw in the towel and say, enough is enough. Today I came to encourage your faith prophetically. You know, a church, eh? As a pastor of the church, one thing you must master is to know the right words to speak to the people at the right time. It's not something that just comes because you have experience. No. You must be led. And sometimes you have a lot of things to preach, but you see it is not appropriate because the Spirit is not giving you clearance. And sometimes you are there waiting, Lord, what is it? Because every people are at different junctions of their lives. You see, I'm coming from Shiloh. I preach a different message in Shiloh, not the same message. Because God told me their level and what they need at that moment. Are you getting what I am saying at all? Because the message comes to you for several reasons. Because of your situation at the moment. Or you need to be encouraged to go and encourage somebody. Sometimes you'll be surprised even the word that is coming. It's necessarily, though it is for you, somebody is waiting for you to come and encourage them, else they will die. So Paul said, we have been able to comfort others with the comfort we are given. So he brings you comfort so that you can go and give others what? Comfort. Are you following the thing? Then sometimes you realize it's for you. So he says, my tongue is like the pen of a ready writer. To know how to speak a word in season to the weary soul. I came with a word for you. Oh boy. When it looks like, what is this? I said it's a sign. The breakthrough is just around the corner. But you see, the breakthrough, which is just around the corner, maybe 3 years. Or a year. Or 6 months, or 3 months, or one day. It could be, but unfortunately, all of our breakthrough times are not the same. And you need these words of encouragement, hey, to hold on. They say, the darkest moment of the night is just before daybreak. I sense in my heart by the Spirit that we need this at this moment because some of you may give up before the day dawns. Different issues, not the same issues. Sometimes you want to even divorce. But the best part of the marriage is now about to happen. You are not married, but I don't know why I'm just coming. You are not even up to the time that you should even be dreaming to marry. The guy doesn't, he's not even up to the time where he should even be dreaming to marry, but it's like I'm going around like this. And, or maybe somebody who is close to marry is close to you, so it's like maybe, it's like the force failed. The force failed. Oh, bro, take a seat. The most painful part of pregnancy is just before the child comes out. The mothers understand. Yeah. I heard you say, hey, contraction. At that time, you forget you are naked. At that time, you can bite anybody that holds you. At that time, you are offended at your husband for putting you through that. At that time, you want to insult your husband. At that time. At that time, you want to slap the nurse. At that time. You see, many things go through you. At that moment, when you are about to hit your breakthrough, the kind of things you may go through, you may think God doesn't exist. And I'm here to encourage your faith this morning. You see, I've just been waiting on God. Lord, what do you have for your people? Last Sunday of... So it's not like I've been premeditating and I just... He said, look, this is what... You won't give up. Amen. I said, you won't give up. Amen. I said, you what? You'll not give up. And I pray you hear the spirits this morning. When you believe you have received and you are waiting for manifestation and the manifestation is fast approaching and you are just around the corner for a big breakthrough, boom, the temptations multiply to even going after other things apart from God. And the devil, he knows how to make an offer. Satan is a sharp business guy. I'm telling you, oh yes, smart. When he knows your pain is very intense, that is when he will bring wonderful swerving solutions. Swerving solutions. Huh? He didn't come when Jesus was in the fast. Just when he is ending to go down to go and eat. And for power to manifest, he comes and says, Gigi, boy, G. G, live. I said, oh, come do. Come do, live. A boy, you send garbage to me, I done in the pound ranker. Oh, sir. Jesus could have given in. But yeah, the Bible says he was hungry. When are you hungry the most for that thing you have been waiting for years? Womami. You have been waiting for the right man. Maybe you've not met the womami men. Satan specially prepares womami men. Womami men. There are men who are womami men. They don't have commitment to womami men. And nowadays too, there are ladies who are proud, they don't want to submit to any man, and they are selling ideologies. Don't ema be man be show so wo ba ko ne wo ba ko anwa tena baby wo yire ho ye wadwuma na wo sika. Don't follow such foolish ideologies. If you're a lady, I'm advising you. Yes. The best women are the women submitted to good men. That's why I pray also for you that the Lord will give you a good man to surrender your crown to. Because some of the men too are foolish. Very foolish. Oh, yes. they will spoil the life of the woman completely. But wise men upgrade their wives. I think you don't like my message. And you know what I'm saying? So don't follow foolish. Excuse my language, please, if I'm sounding too raw and insulting. Don't follow such things. The Bible says, follow women like Sarah, who called their husbands Lord. She called Abraham Lord. He said, those are the women you should follow. Hmm? Don't follow women who says, give birth one or two, do your business, don't submit to one man. Don't follow such stupidity. So, bring that scripture. Let's read that scripture. You are waiting for me to quote. If you don't bring that scripture, I will pound you. So, there are women to follow. Man of God, there are women daughters must follow. Not social media women telling you that you don't need a man. You can be a woman of your own. Just come back to one or two. And you just have a business that is really making money. And you can just be yourself. Don't allow anybody to come and boss you around. Hey! The Bible says don't follow such women. Huh? Yes. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. He says, if you are a submissive woman like that, you fear no amazement. So please don't copy such ideologies. Don't buy such ideologies. Yeah? Follow women like Lady Reverend. Warren Abraham wants now walk. Yes, charity begins at home. Hmm? I even dare say, if your mother is not a good example of wife, don't follow your mother's footsteps or you'll be in trouble. Because some people, let's face the fact, some of our mothers were not good wives. Yes. Or you're mad about you're romantic. Or you're mad about that. Said you're worried and then men follow. Hmm? Yes. Follow good women. Men like Mama Lordina Mahama. Follow good women that have submitted and married for many years and given birth. Follow women like Nana Konedu Ejima Rawlings. Yes, women. A woman who could tame a lion. Don't follow. Follow, look, Samira Bawumi, look at beauty with humility. Is an out in the when you see peace, can't you see? Look at Mama Rebecca Kufuado. Yeah, bom Medi. Mama Teresa Kufuado. If you ask if I hope you are an officer, but they are my dear bro. What did you may your husband get money like Cheddar, and you are Cheddar's wife. Look at such a female. Amen. Look at such a female, such an honorable female. Instead of looking at such females, you are looking at tattoo girls and stitches and pumping bottles. Look, study the correct women. No, I'm serious with what I'm saying. Study the correct. Study Cheddar's wife. Wonderfully, wonderfully wonderful. no. Have you ever seen her with camera on social media before? Prim and proper. A woman that thinks that she is dignified and she's for the top. Look, this generation, if we don't talk like this to this generation, you see, I'm mentioning women. Those are women. Women worthy to be emulated. Not all these things happening nowadays. Don't allow any man to control you. All these women I've mentioned, check if men are not controlling them. And you think control is what? Domineering? No. Control is you are so wise that you submit to the man, and at the end of the day, you are turning the man. Because it takes the neck to turn the head. How can such a big man like J.J. Rawlings always say, go and talk to Nana? Yeah, that is not that. Nana. Yeah. Am I preaching to you? I'm not. Woman power. Woman power. But you see, woman power is not insubordination and stupidity. Woman power is a woman that is so wise that she submits and humbles herself so much that the husband depends on her for everything. Yeah, that's it. Women that have raised children, please don't copy women who are. If you listen to all these people for a long time, you will develop an ideology that is very bad. And whenever you see marriage, you hate it. And you think all men are the same. Somebody also saying, no, you can't trust any man. All the men are wicked. Which all men are wicked? Which all men are? You meet your type. It's your type you meet. You are also wicked. That's why you meet the wicked ones. Some of us are very good men. There are still very good men around on this earth. Very wonderful, correct, straight men who don't play games with nonsense. We are still here. You think we are all the same? We are not all the same. Did you meet me in a club? Have you met me in a club? Have you met me drinking? Have you met me smoking? Have you met me chasing women? If I'm not in church, I'm at home. There are family men who know the value of family still here. Anyway. May the Lord help us. So please, my wonderful, wonderful daughters, you see, the Holy Spirit is talking to you. Please, look at the women to copy. Please don't look at nonsense. Forgive my language. Don't look at nonsense. And when you are listening to those people, please, your ears are yours. You can choose to listen or not listen. Some of them, you have to block them. Say amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 28. You see them wanting to marry, they are marrying from telenovela. They are marrying from the ideologies of people they have never met, will never meet, they don't know. Paul told Timothy, he said, look, follow my manner of life. You have known my manner of life. You don't just follow people. Nowadays, everybody you follow, fake followership. And those of you that like taking for all the time, phone is around. Now, poo-poo, I'm talking to the females now. Who? Oh, be that. Now, you see. Now, what to know the children? Who are you showing your buttocks to? Keep your buttocks to yourself. Anyway, back to the message. Isaiah 28. In the moments before your breakthrough, many things come. And I said it's the toughest moment. That moment you must master. It's a sign your breakthrough is not far. But as I said, the breakthrough may, The timing may be different. It may be one day, but it may be 2 years. It may be 1 year. You must learn how not to be in haste, but to wait in that toughest moment. You see, I'm not just talking about from the time you think you have received or you believe you have received to manifest. I'm talking about the moments very close to the manifestation where things are very tough. You must not be in haste if you are truly in faith. This is what took some people to juju men. This is what took some people away from God forever. That moment. Because things were too tough. Things were not turning as they should turn. So he says in Isaiah 28, I said we're reading verse. I didn't mention verse. Verse 16. He says, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. A tried stone. Say tried. So in that trying moment, he says, a precious cornerstone, a sure. Then he says, he that believeth shall not make haste, because it will take time. And it is going to be tried. It's going to be a tough moment. But if you believe, you shall not make what? Haste. Tell yourself when it is the toughest moment. My breakthrough is just around the corner. You must hold on to your faith in that moment. Else you give up or you be led astray. Am I communicating at all? And people of God, believe you me, everybody will have such moments of their life. Except you are not on earth. If you are here, there are young men who have sold their souls to the devil for money because they couldn't go through the toughest moment. And sometimes it's not all men who, young men who die, that is natural death. Sometimes you don't know where they went to hide. That time is up. Because I could call and also bear 6 years. Until within that 6 years, boom, 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 boom. It's like, hey, what is this? 6th year, crossing into 7th year. They say, we don't know what killed him. They know. They themselves, they know. I could call no sources. Oh. 20, 25, let's cannibal, yeah. Bam! Says, so be kind of crutches. So, I go and so. When you hear some of these stories, you think it is a joke. No, they couldn't wait. They couldn't wait. They were in a rush to be rich. Did you hear the story of this man who took a child? The wife had delivered. Mofie meba akoda no we papa we ye hu omunyina so ko beni he went to pound the baby, then mixed it with soup. So when he baths with the soup, the money, so he pounded his own child in the wardrobe. Do you know wardrobe? They mixed the pounded baby with the blood with soup. And at a point, they gave certain instructions he was supposed to follow. But at a point, he missed something. And they told him that when he is when his time is up, when he's driving, kwakwadubi, crow will come and land on his windscreen. They will come like that on his windscreen. So he was driving on the Ofinsu Road. And it was time, he didn't know. Then the kwakwadubi came, they came on the windscreen like that. Aye! Then he parked and got down, started running. Now I'm not talking about another story. This is a true story. Why? Things were tough. He needs to make money. He couldn't wait for the timing of God. He rushed ahead of time and sold his soul to the devil. Many have gone that way. Onya, ebre na ubre na me si akaka krebi. Huh? And you be the head bookie, and then one hour bookie be a prammy. Bookie, sikino, and you be baby kukum and I'm in Tonyo. Titan, you be power say, Empe prewo, chene radi, and yet then I be bedru or so, Jibo. Emma wabemum wo, and quani ya, one quana wadio, Empe prewo. Have you heard it before? Kenera de. Ah. Eye dena ebi bedru so. Ema wabemumo. Enkwane hiya. Ube kinyabu. Uwa mkwana wadyo. Empepre wo. Kenera de. Eye dena ebi bedru so. Ema wabemumo. Enkwane hiya. Uwa mkwana wadyo. And pepper woo, a jay, generate. A yet then I be bedroo so. Ah, and my bamboo can't tea. And quan ya, who on pana wadio. A dainty, and pepper woo, me say, generate. Ah, a yet then I be bedroo so. Hey, and my bamboo and quan ya. Don't rush. He that believeth shall not make haste. If I even end here, I've tried. If I end here, I've tried. The riches, the contract, the marriage, the childbearing, whatever it is, he that believeth shall not make haste. You see, desperation can make you take decisions and make a lot of mistakes that you will pay for with your life. Desperation. You are desperate. Desperate to be this. Desperate to be this. Desperate to be this. Now, you do not even ask details before you make moves. You can be so desperate for things that when even you are trading your soul with the devil, you wouldn't even notice it. The Bible says, he that is in a haste to be rich, he says he shall be caught up in the midst of his years. He will leave the riches. In the midst of his years, Jeremiah, he will leave the riches. I told you, Satan is a very, very skillful trickster. His deals, when you are about to give up and things are tough, his deals are sharp. Oh, he showed Jesus every place in just the twinkle of an eye. And he says, bow to me, I'll give everything to you. Do you know young men who at the point where they were really struggling, they were offered money to be homosexuals and they gave in? Or then the Twakwaji golf. Young ladies who had waited for God. On God. A business young man who thought he could break through, but things had become tough. Now you see proposals coming. One of my sons called me and said he did an estimate for a big contract. And the person who was the middleman said, add 15,000 to it for me. So he called me. He said, Papa, please, this is the situation. Should I do it? I said, if you try, where do you have a bunny now? Who tell me chill as I see? You see, people don't fear God. I said, never. Tell him you can't do it. It's against your moral principles. Because if you do it, you are finished. Then he told the man, he needs the contract to big money. Then the man said, if you can't do it, yeah, me too, I won't give the contract. I said, don't worry. Forget about it. God will give you a bigger contract. Amen. Now he has a bigger contract than that one. Wow. Yeah. But you see, at the moment where the breakthrough was about to hit, look at the temptation. Because things are tough. Give in and get money. Because after all, if you say, I've added 15,000 and you are having your... I mean, it won't pain you. It pains the owner, isn't it? Yeah. It pains the owner. Now, That's amazing. Wonne wo ma. Na me ka se agya na aye nkwase asem na ne me. Na me ka se ekan. Enkwa na awi ade ntie nko ekan. Ni akot sesa ne yire ne ne manyina esi wo abo. Woni mi ntia. Firi se munyina mbeta firi bi. Ti aka mu. Ntafiri no ba. People of God, you see, I have to round up. I think my work this morning, I have a lot of scriptures to read to you, but I should still read them. I should still, oh, wow. Look at this. Jeremiah 17 verse 11. As the partridge fitted on eggs and hatched them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. This is the Bible. This is in the Bible. That is why, after prayer and believing that you have received, the first thing he gives you is peace. Peace. Because peace is valuable than any physical thing you can lay your hands on. Peace. Physical peace and eternal peace. Physical peace and eternal peace is valuable than any. That's why he says, after you have prayed and made your request known with thanksgiving, the peace of God now comes to you. Because that is what you truly need. Don't lose your peace over anything temporal, anything sinful, anything that will give you pleasure in the shortest possible time. Some people have lost the peace of their marriage because they wanted to see the nakedness of another woman for a short time. Their peace is gone. People of God, tell somebody sitting by you, don't lose your peace for anything. Don't lose. Tell another person, don't lose your peace for anything. This is what was said concerning Moses. He says, when he was come of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Huh? Why? He said he had respect unto the recompense of reward. He esteemed the reproach of Christ better riches than the treasures in Egypt. He chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to suffer the pleasures of sin for a season. The pleasure of sin is for a season, but the punishment. The pleasure of sin is for a season, but the punishment. Should I say it again? The pleasure of sin is for, but the punishment, the consequences. Tobo and pepre oho twerade eya den ya be dia be bedruso bedruso. Young lady, don't use what you have to get what you want. That is a foolish ideology. Use what you have to get what you want. So you are opening your legs and using what you have to get what you want. Very soon you will have what you don't have. They will give it to you. Sometimes when we are preaching like this in church, it's as if, do you know anything? Do you know anything? I'm preaching the word of God. Young lady, Adabaha Koshata, close your legs. Young lady, close your legs. Because as I'm speaking right now, I see big men with big cars chasing some of the ladies seated here. And they are presenting big monies. Some of you, proposals from married men are coming to you. And it will work. Because what bani kuno? What bani tina wuhone wase? Kana tum kopi mse radibe sewa ni monyam. Abi ebi unem. Edo unaimu nama. Unaimu nenam. Mini mse unaimu na adinanti. Nimo mabube. Empenyi sebe na mekano. Abrantie, nyesika bia ne edi o. Abrantie, nyesika bia ne edi ai, edi. Na de eho bon skanti eye. Ebuade, sika bi wa wudi wiya ho. Eho amane no. Woni wo ma. Nyesika bia ne edi. Tell your neighbor, don't be desperate. For anything physical. To make you sell your soul to the devil. Tell the person, protect your faith. From shipwreck. Maybe later I'll talk to you about how to protect your faith from shipwreck. Later. Remind me, I said I'll share with you. Yes, because some people make shipwreck of their faith. They make shipwreck of Paul the apostle told Timothy. He said, there are people who have made shipwreck of their faith. Your faith should not land in shipwreck. You should be able to hold your faith until God glorifies you. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. I think I will end there. I have a lot to say, but let me follow the leading of the Spirit. Man of God, when it is about to turn light, the darkness intensifies. And at that moment, you must hold on and not give up. Hold on and not go back. Hold on and not turn aside from the word of God you've been holding on to all these years. And I said, it will come to everybody. Everybody will have that moment of their lives once upon a time. And when that comes, hold on. Hold on. Huh? Hold on. A certain musician sang a certain song. He said, storm is over now. Huh? Da 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 da. It's powerful. Huh? He said, I see light at the end of the tunnel. Huh? Look, I've got to see the light shining. Look, I've got to see the light shining. Abrante, shall also. One got to a baby mona. Nyame onkonkon na ekasa no. Abrante she ho. You know when people want to get married, just when the breakthrough is about to happen, that is when they really want to sleep with each other, like I mean have sex. When they are just about like akaka creep in your work. Oh, say it then, I be worried. And now, uncle, for be bring no. Then, I be worried. Tom, worry, and we interest, we interest, we. kwa wipa di odi ye mi asa no ware me no ti o ye sure say me nkwana akata da ba ha shaba ha ba ha ka ba ha ba na be dani adwindwin be dani adwindwin afi di kunu pia ne fon hu ni ahoto oni obi e kasa bue fon no wei lock no 5427 ifri so de na wo so ntia wa hide no see uji ukunu dia ne fon lock de ye dey unso se unso pese o yiriji udia lock bebre be da fun isunso e ebi asem ni picture lock text lock whatsapp lock message lock adei miss call lock. This one I've not heard it before. I pray for you that you'll be able to discern at that point when the way of the devil is presented to you, be able to discern that this is the devil. And I said the devil, he waits till that moment. Because that moment is where he knows you are desperate. You are hungry. He didn't tempt Jesus when the Bible said he was fasting. He said when he was hungered, that is when he came. It is when you are desperate to travel that the connection man will say, I will do everything for you for free. Just 1 6. A night. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. I've finished. Some of you young men, you say, I'm prophesying you. But the time you really want to blow it, Senior George, that is when some prominent people will tell you that join Lodge. They will invite you literally, he said, come and join the Lodge. Because we will connect you. Did you hear your name? It's prophetic. Andy, did you hear that? They'll call you. You see, I didn't say da-da-da-da. Why am I saying? Because you see, you will be so big, that they would want to initiate you because your bigness must come from them. That's what they think. When that time gets there, you are already warned. One young man told me, he said, Pastor, my dad, this person, then he mentioned some prominent people, said, they are all forcing me now to join the Lodge. And my soul doesn't want it. Because they say if I don't join the Lodge, they will block me. They won't let me rise to a certain level. And the names he was mentioning, I said, Kai, Adego Dosho, the Lord help you. Hey. People of God, look at this. But the God of all grace, who had called you, called us, unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that he has suffered a little while, he will do what to you? Make you perfect. Then he will do what to you? Establish you. Then he will do what to you? Then what will he do? He will settle you. But you see, after you have suffered a little while. So in that time of suffering, please, hold on. We are not of them that draw back unto perdition. We hold on. We hold on until God glorifies himself in our lives. Are you going to hold on? Have I helped you today? The moment just before your breakthrough, things may get tough. But if you can hold on, he will show himself in your life. Close your eyes. Let's pray. God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name
is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum, opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.